you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Johnny Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We are going to be talking about the frailty fractures. You ever talking about bone injuries? Also, we're going to be talking about thyroids, too. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. It needs prayer. And today's devotional leads us to Luke 9 and Matthew 6 and Romans 14, where it says, Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen to that. I'll take it. I hope you are mind the time, because it grows short. Seek ye the way, because that is how you do it. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, Frank, you'll be interested in this. Brazil is rounding up Roundup. That's right, the glyphosate. They've suspended it. The judge has suspended glyphosate products in Brazil. Yep, the Brazilian Justice Department is about to outlaw glyphosate due to concerns about health problems. So this is a federal judge in Brazil. He's ruled that any new products have to be chemical-free. Any formulations they currently have that are registered there are going under a suspension, and within the next 30 days will be reviewed for its toxicology. Also, fungicides called Thyram and the insecticide Abamectin are also being evaluated by Brazil. So Monsanto actually is marketing a lot of genetically modified glyphosate-resistant soybean. And Brazil, get this, is the biggest exporter of soybeans in the world. Also, strains of cotton and corn, also glyphosate resistant, are also being used in that country. So they stand to lose a lot to cha-cha. Moving along in the quack report, scientists, this is interesting. They were working with snails, and they wanted to see if they could take a trained snail and its memory and inject it into an untrained snail to see if the memory would stay intact. My first thought is, how do you train a snail? But anyway, American researchers are reporting that they implanted the memory of a sea snail into another sea snail. They said the technique may be well applied in the future on humans. Maybe memories could be transferred or altered or erased. Anyway, a trained group of scientists
What they did is they tapped on the snail's shell and gave it a little bit of an electrical shock. Zip. And, of course, it scared the snail, and he went inside his shell for about 50 seconds. The other group didn't get that treatment. And so they took the snail that got the shock. They took his RNA, and these were ribulinic acid RNA strands, and they injected them into the untrained snail. And then they just tapped. They didn't shock it, but they just tapped the shell of the snail. And he zipped inside just like the other ones, because normally they don't zip inside for but maybe a second, they said. So they're hopeful this could be leading to big things. Wow. Okay, last but not least in the Quack Report, here's an update on a bladder drug, a common drug for urinary incontinence. They say may give you a higher risk of dementia. Researchers said that the bladder drug oxybutynin helps relieve the muscle spasms that trigger overactive bladder, but it could also put you at high risk of dementia, impaired cognitive function, they said, when the drug is taken orally. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration also recommends that patients that are taking this drug, they should closely be evaluated for any side effects regarding their central nervous system. So the researchers found that people who took the pill for more than 3 years had a 54% increased risk of developing dementia. Mm-hmm. You might want to check out the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit instead at thepowerups.com. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about frailty fractures. Experiencing a broken bone is kind of painful. I don't know if you've ever had a broken bone. Hopefully not. But as a rule, it kind of takes about 6 to 12 weeks for a broken bone to mend itself. So the younger you are, the faster your bones can knit together. But as we age, we're told we become more prone to bone loss, bone fractures, broken bones from falls. And medicine is telling older patients to expect that, and that bones may not mend as quickly or as well, and may even be the cause of shortening your lifespan. Wow, a broken bone can shorten your lifespan. So this may be common in the halls of medicine, but it certainly isn't normal. Although accidents do happen, however, there are ways to keep our bones from breaking, keep them very strong, avoid a lot of degeneration, and also decrease that risk of breaks. Now, patients are really not taught how to do that. No. So we're going to find out what critical piece of information people are missing with regard to their bone health. I had my grandmother, she fell and at a department store, and she fell and broke her hip. And, you know, we were really worried about her because, you know, she's in her almost in her 80s. And but she had tenacity. She had grit. She had drive and get up and go. She was really still, you know, had her faculties and everything. So she got through it okay. She actually she enjoyed the physical therapy part and everything. So she got around really well. And she lived many, 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 many years on after that. So unfortunately, sometimes that's not the case for the elderly that fall and don't get their ambulatory abilities back. So we're going to talk about this and some other things, but we're going to take a little break. So when we come back, more empowering health news. So I don't want you to go anywhere. Stay right there. Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb
When it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis, the extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, Frank's getting retro over there. All right, we're talking about fractures, bone breaks. What can we learn from this and how we can really reduce our risk of doing those things, really make our bones strong? You'll be amazed what you can do by the end of this segment. All right, so bone break stages. You know, our bones, when they get injured, they have several phases that they go through to repair. So phase one, usually you get this bone hematoma, and it essentially is bruising on the bone. Either it's a break or a fracture. Depending on the injury, the hematoma can be different. Sometimes there's this collection of blood in the space of the break, and they call this a subperiostal hematoma. And athletes can often get bone bruises, and they call these interosseous, or because there's a lot of tremendous pressure there, almost like a stress fracture would be another word for it. So, and then also there's the subchondroidal lesion that occurs involving cartilage damage, if that's in the mix there. So after the initial trauma and the bruising, the body gets to work to repair the damage. So what happens is this granulation tissue forms in the baseline of the connective tissues there. All these blood vessels tend to cover the surface of the wound, and it starts at the base of the wound and fills it in, works upward. So next, there's this fibrocartilage callus material, which is a kind of a temporary formation that's involved. It involves some fibroblasts. It's almost like a meshing or a scaffolding that the body's using to bridge gaps in the bone break. So this healing process then moves to replace the damaged cartilage, and they call this laminar bone depositioning. And then lastly, the bone remodeling occurs where, you know, the old bone cells get replaced by the new ones. So those are basically generally the 4 steps that happen after you are injured. So if there is a fracture or a broken bone, our job is to help the body, you know, do the repair and also avoid the things that prevent proper healing. So there are instances when surgery is required, and that would be to encourage proper healing of the break to take place. So sometimes you need the surgery, so you don't want to always rule that out. But there are some drugs, some medications that can weaken our bones. So you want to be aware that some prescribed medications can make bones weak and increase your risk of injury. So drugs like steroids, the cortisones and the prednisones, the epilepsy drugs, the hormone receptor binding antagonist drugs, the hormone replacement drugs for, like, you know, menopause or birth control, breast cancer meds, prostate meds, prostate cancer meds, heartburn drugs, thyroid hormone replacement meds, mood-altering drugs, blood pressure medications, diuretics, blood thinners, immune suppressive drugs, narcotics or your opioids for pain, Tylenol products, and also your bone density medications, which can cause bone necrosis, especially in the jawbone. So you probably wonder, well, what would be the signs? What would be the signs that I have problems with my bones? Well, medical science is listing some indicators that there may be something wrong with bone health, and these signs could indicate there is osteoporosis, a loss of bone density. So weak bones are a serious problem, and it is totally unnecessary. And it affects about 54 million Americans. So what could these signs be? Well, weakness, slowed movement, you're not as quick, back pain, loss of height, stooped posture, receding gums, decreased grip strength, muscle cramps or aches, bone pain, bone fractures, and loss of fitness. So if you just don't feel, you know, fit anymore. Now, science also says our bones reach their health peak when we're in our 20s and 30s, and the average age for the first signs of bone health to begin to deteriorate usually happen in our late 50s and 60s, but it could begin as early as in our 40s. So postmenopausal women are particularly at risk, according to medicine, due to the hormonal changes. All right, so let's look at some recent research on this, because in July of this year, 2018, the Endocrine Society reported on older patients with broken bones, which can shorten their lives by about 10 years. So it may seem unbelievable that by breaking or fracturing a bone, it can be the cause of death in a time where, you know, modern medicine, you know, can put Humpty Dumpty back together again, right? Well, according to the report that was published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, the researchers state that after a broken bone, older patients have this hastening threat of demise hanging over their head for years. So we've heard some reports, you know, where the older person, as I was saying earlier, falls, breaks their hip. After the hospital stay, they go downhill and they die. They typically struggle to regain their ability to ambulate, take care of themselves, and they just stay in bed. And then, you know, they get maybe pneumonia or something. So the bone injury seems to be kind of the ignition switch that would accelerate other health problems. Now, the study looked at patients over 50 years of age in the United States, Australia, Germany, and Denmark. Here is a quote from Jacqueline Center. She's PhD at Garvin Institute Medical Research Center in Sydney, Australia. And she says, a fracture is the starting point for which wider health issues that persist long after the fracture is healed can ultimately result in an early death. We tracked the increased risk of death for fractures in different bones, and they vary. The risk of early death can last for over a decade after a hip fracture, and for most other fractures, for about 5 years, end of quote. So the research showed that overall women who retain this fragility fracture, if you will, increased their mortality risk by about 20%, and men who broke their hip increased their mortality risk by 33%. All right, so we're going to get into some of the foods that help us to regenerate. There are many foods and herbs that can help the body retain strength and especially help the connective tissues out, the bones and cartilage, if you have an injury. So some of the foods you can work into your diet now as a precaution, prevention is a good idea. Oranges, pomegranates, green tea, brown rice, nuts, Brussels sprouts, and your green leafy vegetables, okay? And I'm going to tell you why they're so important in a minute. Now, some of the herbs that are concentrated with a lot of mineral nutrients that support your bones and cartilage are horsetail herb, oat straw, lobelia, and comfrey root. And, of course, you're not going to use these extremely long term. You use these for a little while, a couple of months, and then you should be fine.
But the reason is these foods have balanced chemical nutrients, and a lot of times your uptake minerals help your other vitamins and minerals work. And so when you get your whole food nutrition, your body can do a lot more and doesn't need mega doses typically. So, you know, accidents, you know, do happen, but we can help strengthen our bones to resist breaks as much as possible. And having stronger bones is really, you know, it's like having better shock absorbers. So people believe the doctors and they think, well, they can't rebuild cartilage or they can't straighten their fingers. Well, dietary changes can offer huge benefits to bone strength. So eating clean can be the answer to prayer for many health conditions. Now, I also try to get the minerals I mentioned required in organic chemistry instead of the isolated mega supplements. Now, for minerals, I tend to rely on the certified organic foods and herbs. You'll find a lot of them in the Body Foundation food mix as well as in the Celtic sea salt. Now, I also like to address the hormone issue if they're out of balance. Instead of using those drugs, there are some herbs for the females and herbs for the males to help feed the endocrine system so that they can get their system balanced. So it's nutrition and herbs that, you know, help the body balance the hormones. So it's not really hormone replacement. It's helping the body do the right thing. And finally, then I use some herbs that have the proper chemistry for the body for uptake and use of calcium for bones and your connective tissues. So you might want to look at the calcium formula there at thepowerherbs.com. You also will find the female and the male formulas under Just for Men or Just for Women there. Now, the human body will not be able to uptake and utilize calcium properly if it doesn't have the correct ratio of calcium, boron, and magnesium. So if you are taking, you know, a lot of calcium supplements made with cow bones, seashells, or rocks like dolomite, you're really not going to make the progress that you want with your bone health. So also milk from cows really doesn't offer the proper chemistry either to get adequate calcium. So if you want real calcium in the right amounts, the kind that God wants you to have because it's in his plants, you want to call Apothecary Herbs, and they're going to help you with your bone health. And typically, within a short time, maybe 3 or 4 months, you can regain that lost density and strength and regain that function. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. Health should not be complicated, folks. 866-229-3663. And, of course, you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. I get this question all the time. Where's the calcium formula on the website? It's under the Herbal Tinctures tab. But you can also request a free product catalog from them. You can order by mail, over the phone, or through the website, whichever you like. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And take advantage of their summer harvest sale now through Friday the 10th, and you'll save 20% on orders of $50 or more. You just ask for the discount over the phone, or it's automatic on the website through Friday the 10th. So take advantage of that. Save money. I know. Got to take another break. We'll be right back.
Is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And we're going to be talking about thyroids today because, you know, the thyroid industry, the surgery part, is just running amok everywhere. You know, today, the willingness really to perform a lot of thyroid surgeries is pretty prevalent. Now, patients can, you know, hear, you know, your surgeries recommended for a number of thyroid conditions. You may have cancer. You may have benign nodules or an enlarged gland. And even an overactive gland, or you may just have difficulty swallowing or speaking. So modern medicine can also remove the entire thyroid or part of it now. Now, in 2011, about 72,000 Americans had their thyroid gland surgically removed. And there are risks associated with thyroid surgery, and most people are not taught why the thyroid's not functioning. And if there are options to address the cause of this malfunction and get their thyroid back, we're going to take a look. Yep. You know, I had a family member recently learn how important it is to ask the right questions, even if you're dealing with, you know, medical insurance, you know, with your claim. So, you know, if you call in, for instance, asking, hey, is this CT scan covered under my policy? They'll say, yes, it is. But then you forget to ask, is that going to go to my deductible, or are you actually going to pay for it? You forget. It's like talking to the government. You're only going to get the answers if you ask the right questions. They don't volunteer information. Now, according to the American Thyroid Association, the human thyroid gland is this butterfly-shaped endocrine gland that's located in the front of your neck, and our thyroid gland manufactures hormones to help regulate specific body functions. Now, in the past, medicine thought it was just for energy, body temperature. Now they know thyroid does much, much more. It helps with muscle function, brain function, heart function, sleeping, breathing during sleep. It has a lot of jobs. Now, surgical risk, according to the American Thyroid Association, there are risks to having thyroid surgery. Aside from bleeding or respiratory distress, the surgery can offer these other risks. You can have an injury to your larynx nerve or your voice box nerves, causing permanent hoarseness and breathing problems. You can have damage to the parathyroid gland, which helps control calcium levels and can increase your risk of other diseases. You can also have the wound can have very poor healing. It can be a problem, as well as heart problems from the surgery, and also urologic or urinary tract conditions from the surgery, as well as death, which is the ultimate complication. So the surgery risks are significant if patients have tumors or cancer that has kind of spread to the lymph nodes. And the risk is high if the thyroid is enlarged. However, patients are told that serious complications occur 2% of the time. So the Internet and the Clinical Congress of the American College of Surgeons stress the importance of selecting a surgeon that has done a minimum of 25 thyroidectomies if you're going to go all through with it. Now, if you get an experienced surgeon, we're told that you reduce your complication risk by 35%. So post-surgery risk is to limit the formation of blood clots and restrictions on your physical activity may be required. You may not be able to, you might not be allowed to speak for several days or weeks even. So you might have to have a pen and a pad handy there. Well, let's look at the medicine. If patients have a partial or complete thyroidectomy, they're going to need to take thyroid hormone replacement prescription meds to make up for the thyroid not making those hormones. So the drug companies make these synthetic drugs. Synthroid is one. Another one is Armour. That's made from pig glands, make hormones from pig glands. So the drug side effects can actually cause things like hives, difficulty breathing, chest pain, fatigue, fever, nausea, swelling, tremors, blurred vision, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, and throat, hair loss, headache, and seizures. So these drugs may not work well with other meds such as diabetic meds, heart disease medications, and other hormone therapy medications. Also may not work well with your blood pressure, hypertension drugs, and it may interfere with herbs you may be taking. So if patients have this disruption in, let's say, their ability to get their thyroid hormone replacement medicine, they can actually experience fatigue, lack of energy, weight gain, low blood pressure, slow breathing, lower body temperature, even coma and death. So, you know, always think about these things. You know, always ask the right questions, the pros and cons, you know, down the road, what does this mean for me if you're thinking about having surgery like that? So the thyroid gland is indeed very important. It's an important organ, and without it, you can die. Yes, you can die. So if you're on medication to make up for the hormones your thyroid gland would have been making, what would happen if you can't get those medications anymore? Well, let's look at some iodine deficiency, because we're really living in a world of being iodine deficient. So according to modern medicine, this epidemic of thyroid disease is because of what they call autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is really caused by toxins, often due to immunizations, herbicides, and so on. And these toxins also cause diabetes and other endocrine type diseases. And in many cases, the thyroid gland is really overstressed and exhausted. Add the lack of iodine that it's required to have to be healthy, and you can see why Americans are experiencing a lot of thyroid disease. That's right. So your iodine feeds has to have iodine. It has to have that. It's iodine. It's the thyroid food. So if we're lacking natural iodine, this is some of the things you can have, some developments and symptoms. You may have brittle hair and nails or hair loss. You may have cold extremities or intolerance to cold. You may be depressed, have dry skin, difficulty swallowing, fatigue, high cholesterol, infertility, menstrual irregularities, early menopause, poor memory and concentration, slow heart rate, weight gain, and sleep apnea. How many times have I talked about sleep apnea on this show, Frank? Where your thyroid just needs rebalancing. You don't need a CPAP machine. Goodness. All right, according to the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, the natural levels of iodine in our foods have declined by 50% since 1950. So according to the World Health Organization, the United States has joined 129 other countries which are also iodine deficient. So here are some reasons for deficiency. There are lots of reasons for the decline in iodine in our foods, but here's a few. Poor farming methods, the use of herbicides, processed foods, processed salt, lack of seafood or seaweed, and radiation exposure. Now, the supply of natural iodine to feed the thyroid gland so that your thyroid can produce those hormones to regulate all your cellular function, your oxygen consumption, your energy production, your body temperature, so forth. So your thyroid controls a lot of these biological and physiological activities. So you're going to need natural iodine for it to do that, to function, to, you know, be the neurotransmitters so you don't have sleep apnea and you can breathe when you're sleeping. So it's real important to have natural iodine, not the synthetic stuff. A lot of people think, oh, I'll just use salt. It's iodide. It's iodized. Well, that's a synthetic version of iodine. And salt refineries are not required. They're not mandated to add it in there. They just do so because it looks good, I guess. People don't want to have, goiters on their thyroid. But if you get some organic iodine, your thyroid gland is a happy camper, let me tell you. Now, in the 1800s, the French discovered that iodine reversed thyroid goiters. So when we have an intake of natural iodine, and that is really called iodide, okay? So the apothecaries of the 19th century often sold liquid iodide that you would have to add to water. And in Japan, where chickens are fed fish, there's little iodine deficiency in Japanese culture because they consume like 100 times more iodine in their foods than anybody else in the world's population. And this could explain why there is lower incidence of cancer and diabetes and obesity and some of these other conditions in the Japanese culture. So the National Institutes of Health investigated the average intake of iodine in the 1950s and compared it to today. So in the 1950s, the average American consumed 726 mcgs per day of iodine in their diet. No supplementation, just their food. And today we consume zero iodine. It's not in the food. So today the recommended daily allowance of iodine by health officials is 150 mcgs per day. Pregnant women recommended to get 2.20 mcgs a day, and when nursing, 290 mcgs a day. So in 2006, the New England Journal of Medicine recommended Americans take 300 to 400 mcgs of iodine a day. Some think that was too conservative. Dr. Guy Abraham and Dr. David Brownstein recommended 5 milligrams. So that's 5,000 mcgs if you're doing the conversion. And it was to replenish your iodine stores the body was low in. You need a maintenance dose, they said. After that, a 1 to 3 mcgs a day. That's 1,000 to 3,000 mgs a day if you're doing the conversion. So they stated that women need more iodine than men, and they noted that the Japanese and the French that live along the coast consume about 12,000 mgs of iodine daily. So obviously, if you're getting natural iodine, you cannot overdose on it. Look at that. Dr. Brownstein says iodized salt is a poor source of iodine in our diets, and the RDA for iodine is inadequate too. End of quote. Okay. So obviously, we got work to do if we got thyroid issues, but hey, it's going to be really not that complicated. I'm going to tell you how. On the other side of this break, we're going to look at some foods that you might want to, put in that diet and some herbs too. So we'll be right back with more.
PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Here on Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And we're talking about the thyroid and getting some straight-up good iodine in our diets because that's what the thyroid needs to stay healthy. Now, Americans used to eat healthier in the 1950s. There were fewer cases of obesity and thyroid problems, but the foods that naturally contain iodine that more people were eating were haddock, sea bass, perch, cod, shrimp, seaweed, and, of course, black walnut. Highest concentration of natural iodine is in black walnut. So now if you have thyroid conditions now and or you have a family history of people with thyroid problems, it may be a good idea to avoid some of the foods. When you eat them raw, can inhibit the thyroid from manufacturing its hormones. So avoid eating large amounts of raw cabbage, turnips, cauliflower, soybeans, and peanuts. So if you cook these foods, it makes them safer to eat, won't disrupt your thyroid. Now, I didn't list iodized salt to replenish your iodine losses because salt refineries use that synthetic stuff, and it's a very poor source of iodine. Dr. Abraham and Dr. Brownstein state 10% of iodine may be enough to prevent thyroid goiters, but it's not enough to avoid malfunctions later on. So in the 1950s, a slice of bread had 150 mcgs of iodine. Today, bread manufacturers don't even add iodine, but they use bromide as a dough conditioner, which is toxic. In the 1980s, processed food manufacturers replaced iodine with a carcinogen called bromide in baking goods. So the iodine was used to condition dough, but the bakers switched it to bromide. And someone questioned the safety of iodine. That's why they switched. Therefore, we have less iodine in the diet and more bromide to interfere with your thyroid. And it's not being able to get enough iodine and manufacture its hormones. Other toxins that tend to strip us of our iodine are chlorine, herbicides, and fluoride. Okay, big disruptors there. Now, it's not recommended to overdo your iodine supplements as it can elevate thyroid hormones T3 and T4, causing cholesterol levels to go up. So without your natural iodine, you're going to rob your thyroid of being able to synthesize hormones and to keep things in balance, keep that activity well balanced. So if you get hypothyroidism, you know, if you get those high T3, T4s, and the result is really low iodine fatigue, weight gain, and enlargement of the gland, also known as a goiter. Now, an iodine deficiency can contribute to fibrocystic breast conditions, and iodine supplements have been known to reverse that. But it's really difficult to get natural iodine nowadays, unless, of course, you're using something like black walnut. So the synthetic supplements will just get you so far. Okay. Now, I mentioned the sleep apnea.
Rutgers University in 2007 did some research on thyroid hormones, and they happened to notice that the thyroid gland manufactures hormones that the brain uses for neurotransmitters to regulate your circadian rhythm during sleep and your breathing during sleep. So if you've got the sleep apnea thing, it suggests you're low in iodine. You just need to feed your thyroid gland. Here's a quote from Dr. Joseph Martin. He's a biologist. He says, "We really are just beginning to learn the true extent of how thyroid hormones impact our overall health," end of quote. So, you know, feeding the thyroid is really important. You can test, actually. Some people use an organic test to see how lacking they are in iodine. May not be real accurate, but it could help give you an indication. Some people will take and put a liquid black walnut, which is all iodine, on the inside of their wrist. And it'll stain your skin for a little bit, so try not to get it on your clothes. And you want to see how long it takes for that iodine patch to disappear. Okay? If it disappears really quickly, in less than 10 minutes, you're low in iodine. It's real important to get the natural iodine. Now, if you're looking for black walnut, the Folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. They also include it in the sleep apnea pack. Now, the sleep apnea pack has three formulas. It has your natural black walnut, the iodine supplement there. It has your mullein to soothe an exhausted thyroid, and also has the Siberian ginseng to give the thyroid stamina to help it come back, get going. A lot of people, you know, just switching to Celtic sea salt, which is your sun-dried salt, that does have natural iodine in it. It's not a synthetic form. If they're on their thyroid meds, they notice their doctor, when they, you know, test their blood again, lowers their dose on their meds because the natural iodine perks up the thyroid a little bit. Check it out, you know, do your homework, always ask the right questions. So if you're looking for the sleep apnea pack or the black walnut, it is available at the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs can send you a product catalog if you don't do the internet, no worries. Just give them a call toll free, and their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget, now through Friday the 10th, they are having their summer harvest sale, and you can save 20% on orders of $50 or more. So you can get that discount over the phone. You can get it on the website. It's automatic through Friday. Or if you're mailing in an order, a lot of you folks do that. That's fine. Write, you know, summer harvest sale, and get your order in the mail by Friday the 10th, and you can save the 20%. So all good to know. If you're on the website and you do the internet and have email and you want the free newsletters, you can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com and click on the books and newsletters tab. So they have a couple of newsletters that go out each week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. And so this is just, you know, information that will empower you each and every week, and you can share it with family and friends. And it's just, you know, passing on benefits for you. And so you'd be well out there. Always good to know. All right. So we got a few minutes, and I mean just a few. I wanted to touch on real quick. I've got this call the other day about overeating. And I thought, well, I asked the person, I said, do you know where vermouth comes from? And they said, no. And I don't even think they knew what vermouth was. But I said that they used it a lot. Well, they still do. But they used it a lot, like, in the 40s and 50s. And they would use it and make, you know, adult beverages before dinner. And usually they were served a half hour before dinner. And I said, that's the key. They were serving these alcohol beverages with vermouth 30 minutes before the meal. And vermouth is made from a root called gentian. And gentian root, if you just want to use the gentian root, it prevents you from overeating, because
It prepares the stomach digestive enzymes, and it prevents overeating, and especially if you're eating a heavy, rich meal. That's why a lot of the people would use that in the adult beverages, because maybe the meal was going to be a bit rich. And so they needed the gentian root so people didn't have, you know, digestive problems. So gentian root can be utilized along with some of the other digestive herbs if you want to use them. A lot of people get gas and bloating. So I like to use fennel seed, and you can take that either before or with your meal, even after in some cases, and it helps get rid of that gas and bloated feeling. And then, of course, people are just amazed at the miracle effect of slippery elm to prevent diarrhea or dysentery. And you know what? You can use that with pets. Pets get a little digestive upset, and you can use the slippery elm for that. So a lot of probiotics and stuff are real popular now, which is fine if you get the right kind. Personally, always get the refrigerated kind if you're going to use those. I think Jarrow is a brand that's pretty good. But and you can even open those up and give them to your pets if they have the need for them. So a lot of these things have crossovers. You can use them with your pets. There is a pet section in the catalog for the folks at Apothecary Herbs and on their website. So we haven't left the furry friends out, not at all. And so you have powerful tools here. You don't have to go for the antacids. You don't have to go for the pink liquid stuff. You don't have to go for the acid pump inhibitors. Basically, if you're on proton pump inhibitors, it's your diet. You need to change that. And as soon as you change your diet, you won't have those problems, because what it is you got too much alkalinity going in and not enough acid. And the proton pumps keep coming on. That's a problem. Yep. Eat a little bit more acidic foods and try to train those pumps not to come on, and avoid a lot of alkalinity. You're eating too much dairy. And a lot of people do. They don't realize how much dairy they're getting. They're even getting hidden stuff in all the snacks they're eating. So a lot of mucus is produced and really messes up the digestive system. So really, really evaluate lifestyle, because that's your most powerful tool right there. You know, and Hippocrates said, food is your medicine. And he was so right. Absolutely. Food and water have so much power in the human body. They make changes to the physiology, the DNA in the body. Medicine considers that a drug if it does that. So you have power in just your diet, the foods you're eating, and staying away from the things you shouldn't eat. But for those of you that want to, you know, kind of lose some weight and stop overeating, especially when the holidays start rolling around, use your gentian root. You can find it in the digestive section at thepowerherbs.com. So they got some things in there. Fennel's there, peppermint's there, ginger's there, all that stuff's there. And it's powerful tools for you. Yep. Take the power back. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well. Hello.